Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Fatima Ansari, FATIMANSARI, Fatima Ansari, date of service 1/4/2023. The patient date of birth is 5/5/92, date of accident is 9/15/2022, and date of service 1/4/2023. Fatima Ansari is a victim of an automobile accident as follows. She was traveling a bike, and while the light was red, became green, she was crossing the road on Michigan. This is a dictation for Fatima Ansari. Date of birth is 5/5/92. Date of accident is 9/15/2022. Date of service is 1/4/2023. And the patient reports that she was initially involved in an automobile accident as a bike rider that hit into a Jeep while crossing the road on Michigan Avenue, Haggerty, and it came under the Jeep that stopped, and she injured her left shoulder, and her landed on the Jeep landed on her body, and she hit the head, and the patient starts suffering from three symptoms, which are as follows: the pain in the head, which are the vertex, neck pain, mid back pain, lower back pain, pain in the right shoulder, and radiation of pain to the right arm, to the right thumb and finger, with difficult time walking, sitting, standing. She did go to the emergency room at Beaumont Hospital, where x-ray of the right wrist was negative, CT scan of the neck was negative. Patient, in addition, started having headache with dizziness, sleepwalking, fearful of the event, lack of focus, lack of concentration. Her bike was completely totaled. And currently the patient has been undergoing physical therapy intensely for the last 3-4 months. She reports that the pain is aggravating into the right rotator cuff region in the right shoulder, and the entire right arm is numb, and headaches are continuing, neck pain is continuing, and the lower back is continuing. She denies any pain in the hip, knees, or ankle, or in the left arm at all. Overall pain is between 5 and 6. ADLs are affected 5 as follows: the general activity, mood, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 6, while work is affected 5. 70% improvement has been reported by the patient. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych, there is a headache and difficulty sleeping, fatigue, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance. Denies any vision disturbance, double visions, dizziness, vertigo, blackout. She denies any confusion, disorientation. She denies any loss of memory, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Pain and numbness, patient has ongoing stiffness of the right shoulder, pain in the right shoulder, pain in the neck, pain in the lower back, and stiffness of the neck and the lower back. There's no difficulty walking. The patient in the GI has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, and no blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, there's no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest and shortness of breath. In last 30, pain has worsened, and there's no relevant medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are external coding. The substance abuse, none is reported. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 122/86. Pulse is 64. Pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is dated 12-8-2022. Dictation number is 1210-055. The plan is to continue the medication, which is Mobic, 15 milligram daily with Acifex and Neurontin and Furex. Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for headache relief, Furex for relief. In addition, patient will continue physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on the neck, lower back, shoulder, and with traction and massage. Disability patient continues with the housework replacement, and she is able to continue her work on a light duty job. And her meds have been reviewed. The patient has been provided with a cervical pain, neck brace, and tenet. She's been advised to have an injection of the right supinatus tendon, as the difficult time lift her arm, and an intra-articular injection of the right shoulder. The procedures are done as follows. The indications are simple. The patient has an MRI that shows lumbar disc is completely normal, and the CT of the head was completely normal. C5-6 disc herniation is reported. Wrist X-rays were negative, and she has a small calculus in the kidney in a CT abdomen. The MRI of the shoulder has been done, but the symptoms are obvious, and it may be needed to be done. The injection to the right supraspinatus tendon and right shoulder intra-articular injection is expected to bring relief in the pain and improve the range of motions, avoid surgery, and even avoid MRIs. If the pain is relieved, the diagnosis will be confirmed as well. So for diagnostic reasons, these are being done as well as to improve the ADLs and range of motion. The injection to the right shoulder intra-articular was done according to the protocol, and so is the injection to the right supraspinatus tendon was done according to the protocol. Patient left the office in a stable condition. Thank you.